Saudi Arabia carries on with its crimes in Yemen. In spite of countless demands voiced by the international community against the continuous slaughter of Yemeni civilians, the so-called Arab coalition led by Saudi Arabia carries on with the destruction of residential areas in Yemen. Jean Perrier, an independent researcher and analyst and a renowned expert on Middle East issues, has more on the Western-backed Saudi assault on the impoverished country of Yemen. It was complemented with ground realities. Stay with us for more of Jean Perrier's article. On 10th of January, Saudi warplanes destroyed a school in the small Yemeni mountain village located about 30 miles northeast of Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The air raid was launched in the afternoon when classes weren't over, which resulted in at least 8 people being martyred, a teacher and 7 children aged from 8 to 12 years old. This was not the first time that Riyadh had bombed peaceful Yemeni villages since last year. A total of 12 Yemeni civilians have lost their lives in similar Saudi bombardment. It seems that nobody wants to speak about the fact that Saudi Arabia is waging a full-out war on Yemen. Therefore, Saudi bombing raining from the skies is a daily occurrence in this poor country. According to the World Health Organization, the WHO, in just 2 years of the armed conflict, a total of 7,000 Yemenis have been martyred, on top of a total of nearly 40,000 injured. As a result, the number of refugees fleeing the country has already reached the 3 million mark. In the course of the conflict, the Saudi Air Force has subjected to its merciless bombardment 2 wedding ceremonies, the Seoul Center that was assisting the blind and visually impaired, and a number of hospitals run by Doctors Without Borders or Médecins Sans Frontières. A number of areas of the Yemeni capital Sana'a have been reduced to rubble. But no atrocity is despicable enough for the Al Saud royal family, since its troops have been using phosphorus, white phosphorus and cluster bombs, which are prohibited by a number of international treaties. Since the start of the armed aggression against Yemen, the coalition led by Saudi Arabia has claimed the lives of a total of 1,500 Yemeni children. This has recently been stated by a UNICEF representative in Yemen, Merixel Ranallo. Ranallo stated that UNICEF is aware of at least 2,140 Yemeni children getting seriously injured in the conflict, even though the real figures must be much higher. A total of 2,000 schools can no longer be used for their intended purpose, since they have been badly damaged or completely destroyed by the Saudi air raids. Some of them now are used for housing of displaced Yemeni families, whilst others were claimed for military purposes. The UNICEF representative, Merixel Ranallo, has been urging the Saudi coalition to stop its bombing of residential areas of Yemen and the country's civilian infrastructure. This, however, has fallen on deaf ears in Riyadh. At this point, it's safe to say that such atrocities are unable to break the spirit of the local resistance movement in Yemen, the Ansar Allah movement, and the revolutionaries of Yemen. The Saudi coalition claims that it has the right to destroy the lives of the common Yemeni citizens, since it's supporting the ousted Yemeni president that virtually enjoys no support amongst the Yemeni people, Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi. The Saudi armed aggression and the death toll it produced has provided outrage of a number of international human rights organizations that have demanded an end to the merciless crimes and atrocities being committed by Saudi Arabia in Yemen. Humanitarian organizations have demanded an end to the supply of weaponry to the Saudi regime. In particular, such demands have been repeatedly made by Human Rights Watch, that insists on stop of flow of US-made weaponry to the Persian Gulf regimes, particularly Saudi Arabia. The Obama administration has been supplying billions of dollars worth of weaponry and munitions to Riyadh, which pays no attention to the Washington director of Human Rights Watch, Sarah Morgan, that is convinced that the atrocities that the Saudi royal family commits would never happen without this military assistance. According to the German magazine Der Spiegel, despite these protests, Saudi Arabia continues to receive the most advanced Western weaponry from a number of Western countries, including Germany. In particular, at the last meeting of the German Federal Security Council, or BSR, which was headed by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Germany's Minister of Economic Affairs and Energy, Sigmar Gabriel, it was decided to supply a total of 41,644 units of so-called multifunctional artillery fuses produced by Jürgens Microtech to France, which will then be installed in artillery munitions and sold on to Saudi Arabia. At the same time, you will hardly come across an analyst who genuinely believes that the Saudi monarchy is capable of making a single step without consulting its masters in Washington. It would never be able to get away with sponsoring radical Salafist groups across the region and the war crimes that it as regularly commits without the support of its Western masters. We should not forget that the Yemeni aggression was partially supported by two powers in particular, the United States of America and Britain, that have their officers constantly present in the Crime Coalition headquarters. They use the Yemeni conflict to increase weapons sales to the Persian Gulf countries, particularly to Saudi Arabia. These have recently reached the levels of tens of billions of dollars. This amount vastly surpasses the level they enjoyed before the crisis. The imperial hands want also to expand their military presence in the strategically important area of the Bab al-Mandab Strait. That's why, when charging the Saudi authorities with war crimes, one should direct these accusations against the authorities in the United States of America, in Germany, Britain and France, that are constantly supplying weaponry to the regime in Riyadh. They actually do everything they can to ensure the continuation of this bloody conflict against innocent people in Yemen. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says Saudi Arabia's devastating war in Yemen is hindering efforts to save Yemeni children who are suffering from acute malnutrition and deaths caused by preventable diseases. A UNICEF spokesman in Yemen said the agency has struggled to provide treatment for over 200,000 Yemeni children in the war-ravaged country who are afflicted with severe acute malnutrition, as a Saudi-led blockade imposed on the country and the shortage of finance are making it increasingly impossible for the agency to carry out its mission in Yemen. Rajat Mathok said, "This life-saving work remains hindered by the shortage of funding and limited access to areas caught in the fighting in Yemen. Estimates show that a total of 2.2 million Yemeni children are suffering from malnutrition, which is at war with militants loyal to the former Saudi-backed president Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, and has been under Saudi Arabia's relentless airstrike since March of 2015. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Agency, has only managed to reach half of the children afflicted by acute malnutrition in Yemen. Many others are still in life-threatening conditions and exposed to deadly diseases. The United Nations says at least 1,000 children die every week from preventable diseases across Yemen. In a report, UNICEF warned that kids in Yemen are suffering from the highest ever recorded rates of malnutrition amid scarcity of food supplies because of Saudi Arabia's ongoing blockade and military campaign against the country. The Saudi war against Yemen, which started in March of 2015, has so far claimed the lives of over 11,400 Yemenis. The Saudi war has also taken a heavy toll on the country's facilities and infrastructure, destroying many Yemeni hospitals, schools and factories. However, the Yemeni army, backed by Yemen's Ansar Allah fighters and allied popular forces, have been defending the country against Saudi Arabia's military aggression.